For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry. The Kentucky Democratic Party has a new leader, Ben Self. The Lexington entrepreneur is taking aim at Republicans who a year ago seized control of the Kentucky House, which had been in Democratic hands for nearly a century. All 100 members of the House are up for re-election next year. In this interview, Self says he thinks many Republicans are in jeopardy of losing their seats.
You know, as we saw in the elections in Virginia last week, there's some real momentum behind the ideas and the values of the Democratic Party. And I think we're going to see that reflected here in Kentucky as well. Our current Republican governor and Republican-led state legislature has really been a disaster. And I think that folks are really understanding that the great Republican experiment that we've embarked upon has been a total failure, and are ready to see some change.
In what ways do you think the Republican Party has failed the state?
I mean, I think it's everything from their war on the middle class, removing things like prevailing wage and passing right-to-work legislation. I mean, that just hurts workers in Kentucky. We've obviously seen it here with the pensions as well, you know, where they're clearly breaking the promise that was made to all of our public employees about their retirement. There's nothing else to call it but a war on our public service employees and teachers.
So do you think Democrats will use Governor Bevin's pension reform efforts as a campaign theme in 2018?
Well, absolutely. I can't imagine why you wouldn't. When you're talking about what you want to do that's different, the clear thing to do is to point out what, you know, the folks that you're running against have tried to do. And they've got a very clear record owning, and you know, the entirety of the state government right now, on the House, the Senate, and the governor's mansion. We've seen what they want to do and how they want to do it. And that's absolutely what we should be talking about throughout the entire next few years.
Given the pension issue and the sexual harassment scandal involving some Republicans, is this energizing the Democratic Party? And I'm wondering how aggressively Democrats will be going after House seats next year to try to reclaim the majority.
Well, I can tell you this. We're going to compete everywhere. We saw in Virginia this last week that even state House seats that folks may have thought were safe for the Republican Party were not safe. And I think that we're going to see that here in Kentucky as well. We're going to compete up and down the ballot at every single race that we can. We're going to put people in there, and then we're going to, as a party, we're going to help them win. And, you know, I think that the pension proposal has helped to really energize that. I think people are embarrassed by the Republican leadership there. I mean, it's embarrassing that they've had these four settlement suits around the sexual harassment claims. And it's just, you know, that, there's just no place for that in state government.
We know a few Democrats have already announced plans to campaign to retake their old seats. Among them, former Representative Brent Yontz of Greenville, who was in the legislature for 20 years. Do they stand a good chance at returning?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we have several legislators that, you know, just lost by a few hundred votes, maybe less than 200 votes in some cases. And, you know, I think that it's you know, really clear that those seats will not go Republican again.
We contacted the state Republican Party to respond to Self's comments. Communications Director Trey Watson issued this statement. While I congratulate Mr. Self on his election, I hope he'll spend some time studying the history of our state and learn how we found ourselves with the problems we face. A century of Democratic mismanagement. Republicans in Frankfort are working hard every day to correct the errors of Democrats in the past and have been rewarded with the confidence of the voters at the ballot box, a trend I don't see changing anytime soon. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.